times a turn.
Shalom uvracha. It's very exciting to be the students that stopped in the middle of learning, came to Eretz Israel. Before I start, I want to tell you, you know, when you hear the questions that we speak on, and maybe other things that you hear in the news, it seems, wow, it's so terrible, so maybe miserable in Israel. So all of us know that Israel is the best place in the world. And Baruch Hashem, it's also the most secure place in the world. En makom yoter batuach me'eretz Yisrael. There are problems we have here, you know. Pigua here, pigua there, but you know, till today, there is thing called tochelet chaim. How many years people live in average? Israel is one of the highest in the world. So Baruch Hashem, with all the problems, we should all the time remember, Baruch Hashem, things are good here. We have one of the best states in the world, the best state in the world. Medinat Israel in a lot of things, it's unbelievable to see how Medinat Israel is so high, maybe I'll speak on it afterwards. And also, the questions that we're asking now, most of them, for the last 2,000 years, Jews weren't in a position that they had a state, that they had an army. Usually Jews were in a situation where going would murder them, they would have to be afraid of it all the time, and to have the privilege, the ability to be independent, to have our state, to have our army. If Tzal would like, in 2 days would be no Gaza. I mean, we have the ability to do it. Because we are moral, because we are special, so okay, we don't do it, and sometimes we have also problems like now. But Baruch Hashem, also the difficulties are not coming from a low side of Medinat Israel. Baruch Hashem, we are in a very high degree and strong Medina and Tzava, and still we have problems, but they are part of redemption time, part of the special Tkufat Geula that we are a part of. And I'll try quickly to go over a few questions and to deal with them. Sikun atzmo avur atzalat chavero. To risk yourself for saving other people. This question was few times in the last few months, like with the case of Rav Nechemia Lavi. You heard about him? That in Ir Atika, he heard that someone, a terrorist, tries to attack a Jew. He went out of his house and he succeeded to fight with him, but this terrorist killed of Nechemia Lavi. And this is the question, how should he risk himself? Or how much? What are the rules of risking yourself for saving other people's life? I'll give you another example, that this is an example from years ago, My father, Alav Shalom, was in the Haganah. You heard about the Haganah for the foundation of Medinat Israel. He did once training with an officer of the Haganah on the roof of Gymnasia Herzliya. You heard about it? Was a high school in Tel Aviv. Gymnasia Herzliya. And there, he trained them how to use a grenade, this officer. When he trained them, the pin, Hanitzra, went out by mistake. He knew in 4 seconds it's going to bomb. He wanted to throw it downstairs, but then he saw it was exactly break. All the students were playing downstairs, on the roof, members of Haganah. The officer took it and fell on it, that it won't hurt other people. This grenade then wasn't, I suppose, so strong like grenades today, but took half of his face out. He survived, but he was all his life with a face. And my father told it to me when we went once, when I was a child, we went once in Dizengoff Street. And he told me, you see this person, you see his face? I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you his story. And he told me the story of this person. You know, Roy Klein, it was a similar story. What are the rules? How much should you risk yourself for saving other people's life? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fein Gimel, says, מנין לרואה את חברו שהוא טובע בנהר או חיה גוררתו או לסטין באים עליו שהוא חייב להצילו? תלמוד לומר, לא תעמוד על דם רעך. If you see your friend drowning in the river, או חיה גוררתו, an animal, tries to לגרור אותו, to take it, to grab him, או ליסטים באים עליו, robbers trying to go on him, חייב להצילו, you have to save him, שנאמר לא תעמוד על דם רעך. I want to ask you, do you need to risk yourself? A little. Do you need to risk yourself for saving someone? Can you prove something from this source? He doesn't say directly, but we understand. What do you say?
He doesn't say you have to risk your life, but he doesn't say you have to save your life.
He doesn't say risking your life, but a small percentage, we don't know what. Something we understand, listim ba'im alav, robbers, chaya gorarto, I mean, you are taking a risk. I don't know the level of the risk, but something, it's not just, okay, I'll press enter for saving him. You know, you are in computers, okay, oh, I'll press. You have to make effort here. It's not just to start fighting with robbers, but it doesn't say exactly. The Gemara in Bar HaMetzia, Samech Bet Amud Alef, very famous Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Hai v'chei achich ha'imach, ma'i avid lei, mibay alei lichdetania, שניים שהיו מהלכים בדרך, וביד אחד מהם קיטון של מים. אם שותים שניהם מתים, אם שותה אחד מהם, מגיע ליישוב, two people are going, the desert, and just one of them has a bottle of water. If he will drink it, he'll survive, and if he will divide it between both of them will die. דרש מהם תורה מוטב שישתו שניהם וימותו ועל יראה אחד מהם במיטתו של חברו. מהם תורה says, better that both of you will drink, and both of you will die, and not that one will drink and see his friend dies. עד שברבי עקיבא ולימד, וחי אחיך עמך, חייך קודמים לחיי חברך. אז רבי עקיבא says, וחי אחיך, אמה חייך קודמים. You'll drink, although your friend will die. What is more reasonable, רבי עקיבא או בן פתורה? רבי עקיבא. In בן פתורה we understand that according to what we feel, we understand that the feeling is like Reb Torah, okay, divide it. But if both of you will die, so what will you earn from it? And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you will drink and your friend will die. And we have to understand what is the Svara, the knowledge of Reb Torah. But actually, we have to understand also Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, what does he think from Svara, from the knowledge? You say things that you should be before your friend. But maybe if he would think like this, he wouldn't need to bring a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva would say, "Chayecha kodmin v'chayecha v'cha." But Rabbi Akiva says, עד שבא רבי עקיבא ולימד, וחי אחי חייבה, חייך קודמים, חייך חברך. רבי עקיבא needs a pasuk to prove that your life are before your friend. It means that without a pasuk, maybe he would agree with Ben Torah. So we have to explain also רבי עקיבא. So far, one explanation, you can see here in the left side, Torat Kohanim, זו דרש בן פטורי, שניים שהיו הולכים במדבר ואין ביד אחד אלה קיטון של מים. דרש בן פטורי, ישתו שניהם וימותו שנאמר, וחי אחיך עמך, אמר לו רבי עקיבא, וחי אחיך עמך, חייך קודמים וחיי חברך. What is the difference between the תורת כהנים and the גמרא? What do you say? What is something that was added here that maybe can explain our question. Ben Ptora in the Gemara, in our Gemara, brings a pasuk for his sister? No. In the Torah Kohanim, Ben Ptora says, why should you divide the water? Because written, V'chei achicha imach, you and your friend together. V'chei achicha imach, you are the same. So divide the water. Maybe because of this, Rabbi Akiva brought the pasuk because he had to explain the pasuk in a different system. So he said, no, V'chei achicha imach, you are the first one, and just after you, your brother. But if Ben Ptora wouldn't bring a pasuk, maybe Rabbi Akiva also wouldn't bring a pasuk, and he would say, from Svara, the simple knowledge is that your life are before your friends. And also, that the simple knowledge is that it's no point that both of you will be killed. Maybe we can explain Rabbi Akiva also in another way. Maybe it was pashut, the Rabbi Akiva, obvious, that you can't say that both of you will die. You can't say divide the water and both of you will die. But there is also a third option. What is the option? What is the third option? Yes? Give the water to your friend. First option is divide it. Second option, you drink it by yourself. But third option is, who said that because you have the water, that because you have money, you will be before your friend? Who said? Maybe you should give it to your friend. רבי עקיבא said, וחי אחי חיימך, חייך קודמין לחייך חברך, not because he needed to prove that you don't need to divide the water. It's pashut that you don't need to divide the water, because both of them will die. But who is first, you or your friend? וחי אחי חיימך, חייך קודמין לחייך חברך, you are before your friend. Yes, you had a question? I want now to try explaining Ben Torah. Ben Torah says, both of you will die. How can it be? The Minchan Chinuch says, Reish Tzadik Vav, וזה פשוט מה שאמר בן תורה, דימותו שניהם, ולא אמר דייתן לחברו ויחיה, דעה חברו גם כן אסור לשתות מפני דמו של זה, הוא פשוט. He says, look, you have the bottle. You have to give it to your friend. Okay. Why do you need to give it to your friend? Because לא תעמוד אדם רעך, you have to save him. Okay? You gave it to your friend. Can you drink it? Why? He needs to save you. Okay? He gives it to you. Can you drink it? You have to save him. All the time it will go back again and again. It means that it's not that from the beginning you say, okay, we divide the water. There is no other solution because everyone needs to save his friends, so you haven't got any choice just to divide it. And the Minchat Chinuch says, וזה, ודרך משל, אם הולך עם תינוק בדרך, בוודאי מחויב לתת לתינוק, שיחיה ולא, והוא ימות. If you are with a tinok, with a child, a baby, and a child hasn't got chiyuv ומצוות. You are the owner of the bottle, you have to give him the bottle, but he doesn't need to give you back, he will drink it and survive and you will die. It's a big chidush. This is the explanation of the Minchat Chinuch. Ha'amek she'ela, amur za amek she'ela, lenatziv. Natziv mifoloshin, in ha'amek she'ela, says, ולכאורה, דעת במתורת המוה. וכי בכלל, בשביל שאי אפשר לקיים, וכי אחיך, מחויב הוא להעמיד את עצמו חס ושלום. What is the knowledge of Ben Torah? What is the knowledge that both you will die? ואיזה תועלת תהיה? מה שייתן לחברו? What will you earn from it? אלא העניין אם ישתו שניהם, על כל פנים יחיו יום ויומיים גם שניהם שלא יגיעו ליישוב. ואולי עד כה יזדמן להם מים. הרק שאלה says, you never know. You think that if you divide the water, both of you will die. Who knows? Maybe in half a day you'll find water. Who knows? Because there is a suffix that maybe both of you will survive. Because of this, Ben Torah said, divide the water. If it would be obvious that both of you will die, also Ben Torah wouldn't tell you to divide the water. But because maybe, who knows? It's a suffix that both of you will survive. So then, divide the water. And Rabbi Akiva thinks that also in Tzafek you don't need to risk yourself, according to this. Chazon Ish explains the third way. V'ach atam eidem dem Torah, de'keivan de'yesh chayei sha'a lishneem, de'im ishtu shneem yichiyu lefi sha'a, im ken en chayei olam shelo doche chayei sha'a shel chavero. Chazon Ish says there is another musag, another thing that called chayei sha'a. Chayei sha'a means that also if you will be alive 5 hours, it's also important. You know, sometimes there are people that die in hospital and they are maybe before the death. And someone says, okay, what does it matter? A better treatment. Another 5 hours, in any case they are going to die in a few hours. Every hour is important, every minute is important. Okay, sometimes someone suffers very much and nothing works in his body. Okay, they ask, they tell him sometimes not to give him a machine. But normally, every hour, every minute is important. It's not that the Torah says, okay, just for the feeling I'll divide the water. He says, look, if you divide the water, both of you will survive another 10 hours. Okay, it's important. If you won't do it, one will die now and the other survive forever. So the question is, if Chayei Oilam, Chayei Olam is not, no one is Chayei Olam, yes? Haim Chayei Olam are more important that you say if it's Chayei Olam, it's better that one will have Chayei Olam, or is it better that both of you will have Chayei Sharp? But you wouldn't do it with no point, with no time. Now I want to ask you, what happens if the water belongs to a third person? Let's say you are now in hospital. You are in charge of the hospital. You have a medicine. Now what I'm telling you now, it's questions that that people are asking me in this position. They have money. With this money, they have two options. One option is to buy medicine for one patient. Let's say we have two patients the same. You can buy for one of them a good medicine, and this will make him almost, let's say, 100% healthy, okay? He'll be out, he'll be okay. The other one will die. Or you'll divide the money and you'll buy medicine that it's azoi, you know, it is not the best. No one will survive, but both of them will survive, let's say, 3 months. What is better? To divide it between both of them and both of them will survive 3 months or 2 months, or to give one of them medicine, one of them will survive and the other one won't survive. What do you say? According to Rabbi Akiva, I'm asking now. Look here, Tzitz Eliezer, you see here in the right side. Hey, chasha refuah shelanu, delo shayach divrei Rabbi Akiva dechayecha kodmin. As linan batar datei deben ptora de mechuyav letitao, lechalkam em shneem. If the water are ours, so then there is no svar of Rabbi Akiva chayecha kodmin lechayecha vercha. The water don't belong to you. It belongs to a third person. Because of this, also according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to divide the money between both of them and both of them get medicine of 3 months. This is svara that Tzitz Eliezer brings here. Can you say differently? Can you disagree with Tzitz Eliezer? Who is this svara? According to Rabbi Akiva. Yes? I understand, but if Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha kodmi lechayecha v'chayecha, they say, okay, if it's your life, you are first. If not, so not.
Why is this case different?
Because it's not your money.
But still, somebody has the ability to save somebody.
I understand. But this is, it depends how we explain Rabbi Akiva. We had two explanations before. One explanation was that Rabbi Akiva, according to the Pasuk, he says his Svara. And then we say, okay, like Tzitz Eliezer, we say, if it's not your life, so then divide the water. But we had another explanation. We said that maybe Rabbi Akiva knew 100% that you don't need to divide the water. The question was, who will get the water? Chayecha kodmi lechayecha vercha told us that you will get the water. But if it's not your water, if the water belongs to a third person, 100% you won't divide it. The question is, who will get the water? And then maybe we have to do agrala. You know what is agrala?
Lottery.
Yes, that you like to take a coin and you... Now, I want to tell you, according to what we learned here, according to the tshuva of Amek She'ela, we understand, we have a question, what happens if it's just safek mikuach nefesh? You don't need to sacrifice your life for your friend if both of you will die. But what happens if you risk yourself, but maybe, Be'ezrat Hashem, both of you will survive, but it's a risk. Maybe both of you will die, maybe both of you will survive. Go to the other page. I'm doing it very quickly because I want to go to other subjects here. The Radbaz was asked, Sha'alta mimeni, Rabbi David ben Zimra, 500 years ago, Odiachada ati al ma sheraita katuv, imamar ha-shilton le-Israel, The Shilton, the going there, told one Jew person, Hanachi lekatzetz eivar echad sheincha met bo menu o amit Yisrael chavrecha. Those Reshoim, evils, they went to the Jewish person and told him, look, we are going to cut your hand. If you want, let us cut in your hand. We'll kill your friend. Does he need to allow them to cut his hand for saving a friend? Terrible, right? And Rabbaz speaks here, now it's very long to understand all the knowledge here. Is there someone here who learns medicine? Rofim, Yeshkan? Doctors? No one learns medicine? Okay. Because for doctors, can be. You are learning?
I'm studying biology.
Who knows? Maybe. But according to the Chubot here of the Rabbat, a few things in the page, we can understand that you don't need to agree for cutting your hand for saving someone else. Because this is something that no one will do also for a lot of money. Let's say someone tells you today, look, I'm giving you $1 million, cut your hand. No one will agree. I'm giving you $100 million. No normal person will agree. I can't say no one knows in the world. There are people that who knows. If someone tells you, look, I want you to do something, it's a little risky. Let's say, go on Chalalit. You know this Chalalit? For the moon. Chalalit, it goes to the moon. How do you say the Chalalit? Okay. Go on Chalalit. To the moon. It's a risk, right? It's not everyone succeed. He tells you, look, you'll do it. I'll give you $200 million. Would you agree? I think the boys here, maybe the girls also, agree, no? It's a risk, but okay, you are ready to take a risk. For people who take a risk also in their life, a small risk, not a... But they would take a risk for money, for a lot of money. And because of this, taking a risk, now what level of risk? Usually the poskim speaks about 15%. But this is a risk that maybe people would take for earning, for saving a lot of money, for also no one would take a risk of 90%, yes? But according to this, we understand that you have to take a risk, but the level of the risk is something that we have to deal in no time now. I want to tell you, according to this, 2 months ago, around, in Har Choma? I think so. No, Armon HaNatziv. Armon HaNatziv was a terrorist. Went on a bus. And he took the driver out and he was going to take the bus and to turn it somewhere that everyone will die with him together. Down in the street was someone called Golan. He was in his private car. He saw the terrorist. When he saw it, he took his car and he drove it straight in front of us. Who is stronger, the bus or the car? You understand that it's a big risk. The terrorist was confused. He didn't know what to do and he tried this and this. And meanwhile, the army came and caught him and killed him. Someone asked this Golan afterwards, how did you have you are so brave. How did you have the courage to do something like this? So he told him, if you would win instead of me, what would you do? He said, me? I would take the car and would drive it exactly to the other side. So then Golan told him, if you would know that your daughter is on the bus, what then would you do? He thought a minute and he said, then I would do like you. I would take the car to the bus. So Golan told him, we are the same. The difference is just that when I saw the terrorist on the bus, I felt that everyone there is my daughter. It's exciting, no? Something special to feel. To feel Am Yisrael, to feel what is Am Yisrael together. I want to go. I want to tell you before, you know, all the world can speak on Tzal, on Medinat Israel, as if we are not moral. Tzva Ganan Israel and Medinat Israel are the most moral in the world. No country will do what we are doing so, you know, plain, gentle, and not America and not other places. They would finish it much quicker. Much quicker. But I want to give an example. Soldiers were in an empty house in Gaza. Not now, in the war. In an empty house in Gaza. I get a lot of questions from the army soldiers. I don't know if you know my Shmita book, Agad HaPesach, but one of the books that I like very much is the book that I wrote for the army soldiers. Now they have it in the pocket and they phone me all the time. So I get a question from an army soldier. He said, I'm in an empty house in Gaza. My cell phone, he had permission to hold the cell phone, my cell phone is going to die, the battery is finishing. May I charge it in the electricity here of the Arab? You understand the question? Do you think a soldier in the world would have a question like this? To charge his cell phone in wartime, the Arab is not at home, to charge his cell phone there, who would have a question like this? What's the answer? Of course it's okay. First of all, it's wartime, it's for the war thing. Secondly, it's nothing to charge it, and it's... And third thing, the Arabs don't pay the electricity bill. It's our money, but this is not... Also, without it, it would be the same. But just to understand, our soldiers, what is in their mind? And I get questions from soldiers, what to do? Also from citizens. What to do when you see a terrorist? And maybe you can just shoot him in the legs. Or killing him. To kill him or to shoot him in his legs when he's in the middle of a terror attack, yes? I want to tell you, no one in the world normally would ask a question like this. You have someone, you have a terror attack, you would kill him. Now I think that in our case, this is what you have to do any case. But to think about it, it's important. I want just want to tell you, the Rambam, you see, Amud 3, Harigat Mechavel, the Rambam speaks on Din Rodef. If someone is chasing someone else, wants to kill him. So Rambam says, I'm reading Ilchot Rotzeach, Halacha Zayin. You see, it's the third, number three, the second paragraph from the bottom. כיצד, אם יזהרו והרי הוא רודף, אף על פי שלא קיבל עליו התראה וכולי נהרג, ואם יכולים להיות להצילו באיבר מעברי הרודף, כגון שיקו אותו בחץ וכולי, עושים. Rambam says, if someone is chasing someone else, and it's going to kill him, you may kill the murderer, before he murdered. But if you can shut his leg instead of killing him, do it. So according to this, it seems it's also here. Shut the leg of the terrorist before you kill him. But really, it's not the same. And I just say shortly, the Mishnah Lamelech here in the second next source says, all this is just if he's not chasing you. If you're beside, you are not in danger. Then you can think, you can shut his legs. But if you are in danger, then you can't think. If you try doing just the leg, just it, then you will be killed. When you are in danger, just kill him. And I think this is the instruction that should be here. In the beginning, I don't remember, 2 months ago, all the time they said, a terrorist is wounded, a terrorist is wounded, a terrorist is wounded. Now mostly they say, a terrorist is dead, a terrorist is dead. When in a terror attack, you noticed it? Because in the beginning, the army said, okay, do it in the leg, do it in this. But then they saw, it risks us. I mean, when three times went like this, and afterwards the terrorists killed the people there. This is pikuach nefesh. I told it to the soldiers from the beginning, because the order in the army wasn't clear. I told it to officers from the beginning, but the army did it clear. Now, if you just did kill him, and now he's lying, and he's not risking at all, okay, now you can't kill him, because we are not punishing without court. But it's different between punishing and between not risking your life. All those things are all the time questions. All the time questions that we get, all the time that I get from people, from soldiers, there are a lot of other questions that I have no time to deal with them now. But I just want to tell you, as I said in the beginning, from one hand, it's not easy. Not easy. But from the other hand, we are in the best generation, almost from Briat HaOlam. Almost. Maybe 150 years in the Tanakh were better. A child came to me and asked me, he's in Kita Zayin, he said, Harav, can you prove me Can you prove that God exists? And I said, Rabbi, I have no time. 2 minutes. No, 2 minutes. Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, he wants... I told him, look, 100 years ago, I couldn't give you an answer in 2 minutes. But today, no problem. Never in history, first of all, a nation was survived. All this, not the Egyptians, not the Greeks. No. Never in history, just Am Israel, never in history, a nation was chucked out, kicked out from the land and came back. To understand that Medinat Israel, Am Israel, after 2,000 years, came back to Eretz Israel, it's wow. And we have a state of ourselves. We have an army. Medinat Israel is so small, you can't see it in the map. But it's one of the best states in all the world. Not just in Torah and learning, but also in other things, in high tech. You know what is high tech? Medinat Israel is number 3 in the world. In inventions, in Amtsaot, Medinat Israel is number 1st in the world. A group from Canada came to Machon Lev, to JCT, and asked me, how can it be? How Israelis have so many things in high-tech and so many inventions. How can it be? I mean, they have to ask. But this is a part of redemption. We are so small, and all the world, we affect all the world. You know, all the people that say, oh, we do cherem embargo, yes? On Eretz Medinat Israel. They can't do it. They won't use a computer. Everything is, we are part of everything. All the high-tech in the world, the main chevro, the main companies, are here, the base of them. They won't use Waze. They won't, it's unbelievable, and this is just a part. I mean, it's not just that you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that God exists, you see that Hashem Ohev Amo Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, with us. It's unbelievable. We are in Tkufat Geula. Hayinu kecholmim, like we say in Shir HaMalot. And also when it's difficult, you have to soak from time to time and to understand it's difficult. But sometimes also the difficulties are part of the higher level that we are in, and the next level that will be even higher. And I'll finish, the Midrash says, Shir HaShirim Rava, Midrash says, Dome doni li tzvi o leofer hayalim. Geula is like a tzvi, like a deer. Goes on the mountain. Sometimes it goes down, you think it disappears. But then it goes up higher. כך גאולתן של ישראל. Chazal told us, if someone thinks that Geula is in a straight line, he's wrong. It's not like this, it's like this. This is Geula. And we are now in a time of Geula, and Chazal told us, when Atzei Israel notnim pri, when you have fruit in Eretz Israel, אין לך קץ מגולה מזה, אמרה בסנהדרין דף צדיק ח. To see מדינת ישראל today with all the fruit and all the technology. And Parashat Ekev is written that Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel Me'arayah Tachtzov Nechoshet, all the time. I said, where is all those things? Now we have gas, we have oil. It's unbelievable. We are in a special time, time of Geula. It's not difficult, it's not easy, it's sometimes difficult. But Baruch Hashem, people in Israel are happy. People are not in Alon Shvut, in my community, are happy because they understand they are part of this big, big, big zchut to be in this mission of Geula. Ve'ezrat Hashem, I wish all of you, ve'ezrat Hashem, all of you will be here in Eretz Israel. I hope it will be soon. I gave now a speech in Lawrence. I told them, I wish you that you'll be here. In any case, you'll be here, but I wish you that you'll be when you'll be alive and not that you'll bring your Aron for Kvura here, yes, for burying in Eretz Israel. You are younger. You will be here, Bezrat Hashem, in Eretz Israel, Maher. Now you are doing good, important things in Chutz La'aretz, but this is a mission, Bezrat Hashem, Shetatzichul Kulchem, גם בלימודים וגם בתורה וגם לעלות לארץ וגם מי שצריך, אני לא יודע אם כולם פה, למצוא זיווג אגון במהרה, שידוך, טוב בעזרת השם, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יאהב אתכם, ישמח בכם וילווה אתכם.